All right, Donald Trump's press conference today in Memphis, Tennessee, was a true nightmare. And it's one of the all-time cult-like showings from this administration. Pam Bondi was there. Stephen Miller was there. Pete Hegseth was there. And it was a competition who can, you know, suck up to Donald Trump the most. It was so bad. We've got to talk about it. We've got to react to it, especially on the heels of the fact that airports around the country are falling apart because DHS isn't being funded right now. TSA workers haven't been paid for a long time. A lot of them, obviously, understandably, not showing up for work now. And so the airport's starting to fall apart. Donald Trump making the decision to send ICE to the airports to fix it. I'm sure that'll, you know, oh my God, dude, be so great. That's exactly what we need right now. That's exactly what the American people want. That'll definitely help lower the tensions and help solve problems, sending ICE into these airports. And all of this happening while the Iran war still rages out of control. I don't think Donald Trump ever had control of this situation, but certainly getting, I mean, way, way, way out of his control, if any of it was within the administration's control at one point. People like Goldman Sachs saying oil prices won't return anywhere near normal until at least mid-2027. That's crazy. We've got to talk about all this, okay? And we're going to start here. We're going to react to this clip together. I actually haven't seen this. It's about 5 minutes long, but apparently it is so good. It is so good. It is basically a competition between Stephen Miller and Cash Patel. Stephen Miller and Cash Patel to see who can glaze Trump the most. So we're going to take a look. We're going to react. Before we start, really quickly, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily episode here on the Adam Blackler channel. Make sure you subscribe. Check out my YouTube channel right down below. It goes such a long way. I really appreciate all the support lately. Truly, you guys are the best. Here on the Adam Blackler channel, almost at 2 million subscribers, which is absolutely nuts. Appreciate each and every one of you so much. You guys are crazy. Make sure you hit subscribe. Get us toward that 2 million subscriber mark. It means the absolute world. All right. Let's take a listen to this. We'll react and we'll talk about it. Here we go.
Thank you. Well, first and most importantly, thank you to President Trump, whose vision and courage and determination has achieved something that if you had predicted it 15 months ago, people would have said it was impossible. If you had said 15 months ago that we would achieve the lowest national murder rate, not in 5 years or 10 years or 15 or 20 or 30 or 40, but in the 125 years, nobody would have believed it possible. And President Trump did exactly that, and it is a miracle. Just think about this for a second. Under President Trump's leadership, the largest reduction in murders in American history, the largest reduction in violent crime in American history, the largest reduction in drug overdose deaths in American history, the largest reduction in fentanyl in American history, the largest reduction in illegal immigration in American history, and the largest number of criminals arrested, removed, or deported in American history, all done in 1 year.
I'm sorry, I just want to pause really quickly. I mean, it's already hard to listen to, like, the, again, just to, like, Emperor, you are so incredible. Mr. King, Mr. President Trump, you are better than anyone ever of all time ever. But two quick things. Number one, the stats about violent crime are so misleading, right? For example, I believe in 2022 or 2023, one of those years, under President Joe Biden, a lot of violent crime rates, the majority of them, were at all-time lows, or at, like, 55-year lows, 60-year lows. I mean, the violent crime rate in the United States has been, when you, you know, obviously there's a lot of different versions of violent crime, but generally has been on a consistent decline for 100 years, right? So, I mean, Donald Trump has not achieved something that anyone thought was impossible. I think, you know, violent crime has been generally declining, you know, steadily and hitting all-time lows over and over and over again for a long time. My second point here is, where are they right now? Like, I know they're in Memphis, but I kind of just realized, like, halfway through this clip, because I've never watched this, what is going on right here? Why is Donald Trump sitting in front of a bunch of, like, random boxes and, like, bubble wrap? What is this? What, someone couldn't, like, someone couldn't clean this up? Move, like, you can't move this to, like, the side? It's just, like, kind of bizarre. I feel like I just kind of noticed. It's like we're sitting in, like, a junkyard. All right, let's continue.
If I would just say this, if we had an honest media in this country, the statistics I just gave you would be 24/7 on the news. Nobody could have ever predicted such an achievement would be possible. The second thing I want to thank President Trump for is assembling the greatest national security and public safety team in American history. Because President Trump believes in merit, in competence, in people who get things done. So you look around the table of who President Trump chose for these jobs, you start with Rob or Gaddy or Pam or Pete, Cash, Todd, Terry, the whole entire team. What President Trump put together has never been rivaled in history. That's how you get things done. He chooses people based on their skill, their competence, their ability, their determination, their dedication, and their loyalty, and you're seeing the results. So I just want to again thank President Trump, and of course thank the governor as well, who picked up that phone, called President Trump, and said, I want you to help make Memphis safe, although I bet the governor would agree he could never have imagined this safe, this quickly, this many people behind bars. And let's just remember that because of the work that President Trump is doing, not only in Memphis, not only in Washington, D.C., but all over the country, ultimately, it will save and is saving tens of thousands of American lives. It is, and I'll use that word again, what President Trump has done on border security and public safety is a national miracle that will be studied not only for generations but for centuries to come. Thank you, President Trump.
Thank you, Steve. So, Cash, see if you can top that. I don't know. That's a tough one, Cash.
That is tough. You know, Mr. President, as I look around this venue, I see and I'm reminded again why we have the greatest warriors on God's green earth, the men and women serving in uniform, the men and women serving and wearing the badge, and law enforcement, our police, our sheriffs around the state of Tennessee. I'm reminded that Americans exist to protect this country day in and day out, and they've done it like we've done it here. But what we didn't have was you. We didn't have a commander in chief who backed the blue.
I'm sorry, I have to pause again. I just want to point out, like, there are taxpayer dollars being used all the time to assemble stuff like this, and it's become completely meaningless. I mean, to say it's a partisan nightmare that does nothing to inform the American public is an understatement. It is not a partisan nightmare. This is a cult meeting. Like, Donald Trump just got... Stephen Miller was on the verge of saying, Donald Trump, like, you know, come give me a kiss on the cheek. I love you so much. Thank you for being God himself, the reincarnation. And then Trump's like, see if you can top that, Cash. And it's like, what the, who? There is no way that there aren't people there, like, stunned. Not, I don't know if stunned is the right word, but just, like, questioning what the hell their life has become listening to this. Like, even people at this table, there's no way that there's not people like, this is so embarrassing. All right, let's hear what Cash has.
Blue, who resourced the blue, who funded the military, who did whatever it takes to safeguard every single life. And here in Memphis, Tennessee, you have put on a show for the world. You have allowed us to go out there and capture gangbangers, rapists, murderers, drug dealers at record historic levels. And for me, a first-generation Indian American kid, whose parents fled a genocide in East Africa to become the ninth director of the FBI. I'm living the wildest dream you could possibly imagine, sir, but it's thanks to you. But more importantly, what I see when I look out across our great partners here in the interagency and our great legislatures and our great prosecutors and our great attorney general who has the guts to go out there and make arrests, turn them into prosecutions and put people in prison, you are giving that dream to every single child in the state of Tennessee. You are inspiring the nation and law enforcement to come up and wear the badge and wear the colors of this country and safeguard our men and women for generations to come. This is an enduring mission, Mr. President, because you have made it enduring. It is going to go on for generations to come. They are going to try to achieve what you accomplished here, what Stephen said, in just one short year, and they're going to be doing it for decades because America was smart enough to elect you as our commander in chief. So while we're out there fighting for the dreams of our children, just know, Mr. President, how many millions of dreams like mine are going to be lived thanks to your brilliant leadership. Mr. President, thanks for delivering America the safest country on God's green earth.
Thank you very much. Pretty good? he did pretty good. Thank you very much.
Dude, that was ridiculous. That was so, what does this achieve for anybody? Besides Donald Trump's ego, of course. Holy smokes. Dude, you would have thought, like, I just want to point out, if somebody was watching this in, like, 2014, first of all, they'd be baffled. But second of all, you would think that we're, like, announcing the creation of Iron Man at this event. You would think that, like, fucking world hunger, excuse my language, but this is crazy. World hunger was just solved by Donald Trump himself. And meanwhile, it's like, I don't even know what this, I'm just going to be completely honest. Dude, whatever is going on here is so meaningless that I don't even know what it's about. I don't. And that's because they're in Memphis, Tennessee doing what? Like talking about a nonsense while airports fall apart or the Iran war wages on and he's, you know, like rambling about it, not making any sense, creating a million different justifications for it. Like whatever they're doing here is not important at all. I promise you. I do politics for a living. It's all I do. If I don't know why the president is in Memphis, Tennessee, it's not important. And it's pretty obvious that it's nothing important because it's just a cold meeting. They're not talking about anything of substance. They're just going around like glazing Donald Trump's ego over and over. But you would think that that Jesus Christ just came back and like Donald Trump is Jesus. And they're like, thank you so much. Oh, all right, let's take a look. Oh, that's crazy. Let's take a look at a few more clips.
Many different things. You know, our economy was fantastic. We had a Dow at 50,000. They say it couldn't happen in 4 years. It wouldn't happen during my term. But if I got anywhere close, it would be a great success. Well, in my first year, we hit 50,000. And with the S&P, they said even more difficult. They said it would be impossible to hit 7,000 on the S&P. And we hit that in our first term. And then unfortunately, I called Pete, I called General Kane, I called a lot of our great people. We have great people. And I said, let's talk. We got a problem in the Middle East. We have a country known as Iran.
Okay. Dow hit 50,000. Economy's great. But then I had to make the phone call to go to war. That's a fascinating kind of indictment there. ABC7 catches a deep sigh from Stephen Miller as Trump peddles his ever-changing justifications about Iran. Now, here's the thing. I'm very curious. You got to let me know what you think of this in the comments down below. I do read all of your comments, genuinely. Stephen Miller is a very calculated person. It's just unlike him to ever kind of do something like this in public. And maybe it's completely unrelated to what Trump is saying, but also, is it? Take a look.
Iran's missile capabilities were also growing so fast that it would soon have become virtually impossible to stop them. Once they have a missile, once they have what they were building. Iran's missile capabilities were also growing so fast that it would soon have become virtually impossible to stop them. Once they have a missile, once they have...
I mean, it's like a true, like, he, like, sets up for it. It's like an almost eye roll. Voldemort here, you know, preparing for... whatever he's about to say next. Let me know what you think of that in the comments down below. This is, right, and again, Trump, like, really off his rocker. None of this is funny. I just want to be clear. But this is a legendary Trump clip. And by legendary, I mean, like, I have in my head some of the clips that prove the easiest that Donald Trump is such a moron. Just, like, so clips that make you chuckle because he's so dumb. One of them is Trump in his first term when he's with Melania Trump and he's calling families on Christmas Eve and they put a 7-year-old boy on the phone from South Carolina. This is a real clip. And Donald Trump says, hello, how are you? Do you still believe in Santa? Because at 7, it's marginal, right? Like ruins a child's Christmas. Asking if he believes in Santa still. It's like, that's an all-time Trump clip. It's like, I consider, not legendary is not the right word. But just like, wow, this is so dumb. This guy is unbelievable. This is another one of those clips. And it happened today. Take a listen.
Thank you very much.
Whose idea was that to put ice in the airport?
We're dealing really...
Whose idea was it?
Mine. That was mine.
And can I ask what you said?
That was like the paperclip. You know the story of the paperclip? 182 years ago, a man discovered the paperclip. It was so simple. And everybody that looked at it say, why didn't I think of that? Ice was my idea. First person I called was Tom Homan. I said, what do you think? He said, I think it's great. Then I saw today there was some masks on. I didn't think the masks were appropriate. I put out a statement and I asked them, would it be possible to take off the mask? Because they should wear a mask when they're dealing with the murderers and the thugs let into our country.
Just we detail, you said there's many points of agreement with Iran right now.
Many.
What, can you give us a
many.
Few of those?
Somebody, whose idea was it to send ICE to the airports? Mine. It's like the paperclip. 182 years ago, somebody, quote, discovered the paperclip. Donald Trump falling asleep during his Memphis ordeal, I think. Kind of hard to tell. And I think it's a bad sign. It's hard to tell. His eyes have, genuinely, like his eyes have gotten kind of swollen to the point where, is he asleep right here? I think so. Take a look at this.
Well, in the state level, working hand in glove, it doesn't happen any other way. You see, before President Trump, our nation was set on a perpetual course of decline. Our defense industrial base had been hollowed out. Our military had lowered its standard, prioritizing equity over merit and lethality. And right here in cities like Memphis, our people were focused on enduring just what seemed to be the status quo of rampant, vicious crime. Well, they let their cities burn to the ground, literally. In the name of hollow humanitarianism, weak leaders, and that's what it is, it's weak leaders, previously provided sanctuary for hordes of dangerous illegal aliens who preyed on our most vulnerable.
Donald Trump, it looks like to me in this clip, falling asleep. Let me know what you think. But also, you know, not new for Donald Trump. We've seen it over and over and over again. And this guy is just out of his mind. Listen to right when this roundtable on safety starts. Listen to Donald Trump.
God bless the USA.
Thank you. Wow. That was a nice place with the best sound system. I don't know. Who did? Sounds like the finest opera hall in anywhere in the world. Let's come back here more often. So often you have sound systems that aren't the greatest. And there's nothing worse, making a speech when nobody can hear you. This is beautiful and it's a great place. And Memphis has to like me because I have a lot of friends here and they were not happy a year ago, 2 years ago. 4 years ago, and now they said, we can't believe what's happening.
I mean, Donald Trump, like, rambling about how much people of Memphis like him, the sound system. There's nothing worse than making a speech when people can't hear you. There's definitely worse things than that. In fact, here's one of those things. ICE at San Francisco Airport. Today, take a look at this clip.
What's your name? Can show the badge. Where's the badge?
Where's your badge?
Can someone call 911?
Okay.
Where's your badge? Can I see?
Let me see your badge.
Okay.
No, can I see your badge? I don't know if that's legitimate. Can I see your badge number, sir? What is your name? What is your name? Where's your badge number? I'm asking for your badge number, sir. What is your badge number?
Like, this is so insane to me. What? Why? Who? This could be anybody. Like, at a very basic level, why are individuals like this not required to be wearing anything? They're just in plain clothes. He won't show his badge. That could just be two random men claiming to be ICE. And we've literally seen that happen before. I mean, it's so sad. It's so sad. And I don't know how ICE is necessarily going to be operating at these airports over time, but I know for a fact it's not going to be calming tensions. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. I really appreciate you watching this video. Truly, it means the world. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily episode here on the Adam Mockridge channel. Make sure you're subscribed down below to both my YouTube channel and the Adam Mockridge channel, and I will see you in the next video.